So he couldn't have been more positive about this situation confronting him, which doesn't seem insurmountable to me. And you had your say on it yesterday. Mm. Damian Barrett says that, look, he's seen these situations before, and every likelihood Adam Treloar is now not at Collingwood. But I read this from Sam McClure in The Age, and just the first paragraph caught my attention. It says, Collingwood does not believe Adam Treloar can be an elite footballer while his partner, netballer Kim Revillian, and infant daughter are living in another state. That is why the club has asked him to find a new home. So according to Scoop, it's not money. It is the family situation and Collingwood not having the belief that Treloar can play to his best level while that family situation is confronting. And it is wrong. We know so many players across the competition have issues off the field, and the averages would certainly suggest that there'd be more than a few Collingwood players that the club is aware of that have issues off the field. Now, whether it's, I don't know, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, it might be a mental health condition, or it might be challenges relating to a player's immediate family, all of that has the potential to cause disruption and affect on-field performance. But as you said yesterday, Lordo, good clubs, they go over the top to support their players and make sure that it doesn't have an impact on the field. And it sort of hit close to home a little bit, because in 2007, Eddie was born, who was, you know, our first child. He was born with serious heart disease and a lot of other complications. And he spent months in hospital, right smack bang in the middle of the footy season. And honestly, there was times where the night before games, Lucy and I were sleeping on a hospital couch and going out and playing. Mm. Or you'd go from training to in the afternoon to, you know, intensive care that night and sitting by the bedside of your child. So the support that we got from the footy club, and in particular, and a massive shout out, that's why I love Mark Williams so much, the support that he gave us. And I had the best year I've ever had. Mm. Like, I was all Australian, I was best and fairest. We played in a grand final that year. And you deal with it. Now, Treloar, as you heard, he's a professional, and that has never been disputed. He loves the club, you heard that, and he wants to say. So I just wonder why Collingwood are prepared to sweep other issues confronting certain players under the carpet at their club, but they're not willing to support one of its marquee players through this. Now, there has to be a better solution than booting him out the door with 5 years to run on a contract that he only signed last August. Now, Collingwood publicly supported Treloar for speaking out about his anxiety at certain times, but now it appears they're using that against him. And I bet it's making other teammates of Treloar at Collingwood wonder how the club would support them if a similar family issue arose for them. It's getting messy, Lordo.